Psalm 87, these are the words of God. A psalm of the sons of Korah. A song. His foundation is in the holy mountains. Yahweh loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to those who know me. Behold, O Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this one was born there. And of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her. And the Most High himself shall establish her. Yahweh will record when he registers the peoples, this one was born there. If the singers and the players on the instruments say, all my springs are in you. So far the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. So the hill of Zion, the gates of Zion, the city of God, this was where the people were commanded to assemble three times a year for the great feasts of God, for the public worship of God, the holy assembly of his people. Now, of course, we come to heavenly Zion not three times a year, but every single week, as Hebrews 12 tells us on that Sabbath keeping from Hebrews 4, verse 9, the holy assembly of the people of God. God loves this assembly. It's pretty amazing. He loves his people, but the second verse says, Yahweh loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. And so God has a special delight in the gathering of his people for public worship over and above the pleasure that he has in them in their own homes. He actually sets his preference for the assembly over against all of his people in their homes. And so when we come through a season like we have come through recently, and there have been many congregations that failed to assemble and forsook the assembling of themselves together, as Hebrews 10 tells us not to, and others who felt like they were compelled, that the assembling of themselves together was taken away from them, although in truth many could have chosen to continue obeying the Lord and not giving in to fear or to pressure. But when we come to a season like we have been in, and the people were all in their homes, they were in the dwellings of Jacob, verse 2. We are taught the mind of Christ in the scriptures, and especially in the Psalms, where we have prayers and songs according to the mind of Christ. We are taught to prefer the gathering of God's people together. Yahweh loves the gates of Zion, where the people are entering in for the holy assembly, more than all the dwellings of Jacob. And that's actually where we are home, is in the public assembly of God's people. This, of course, is before man invented hospital birth in the 20th century, which will probably end up being an aberration, this return to a more healthy way of birthing. Birthplace was at home. And God says, no, your birthplace isn't in all the dwellings of Jacob. Your birthplace is in Zion. That's where you get your spiritual birth. That's where you identify your citizenship. That's where you're from. That's where you're home. And so you leave the house where you do your school and your chores and have your meals and sleep at night. And you go to the assembly of God's people and you say, aha, this is my birthplace. I'm home. And God, as he recounts his people, as he goes through all the nations and he identifies which ones of the nations are his people, whenever he comes to one whom he has loved from all eternity and for whom he has given Christ and who he is bringing to himself by his Spirit, to faith in Christ, to be his own and adopt him, he says of whatever person from whatever nation, this one was born in Zion. this one belongs to my house, my family. That's what he says of you when he pours the water of baptism on you, that when you receive the same, when you receive the foreshadowed or exhibited, signified, to use the word sign and seal sacraments, when you receive this signified pouring out of the Spirit, that God will be affecting in your heart and as a final and eternal reality, your adoption as his child. And so he says, this one is numbered among my people. This one belongs to my house, my home. And so we are to love the assembling of his people. We're to love being members of his household. And within his household, that is the highest honor, is to be his child in Jesus Christ. The singers and the players on the instruments in verse 7 would be what? They would be Levitical tribes, right? That had been assigned in their priestly office to either the priestly duty of singing or the priestly duty of playing on the instrument in the temple worship. But their claim to fame or their highest honor and privilege was not that they were Levites in the choir or Levites who play the instruments, but that they too were numbered among those born in Zion. And so there is a day envisioned in Psalm 87 when people from Rahab, which is another name for Egypt, or Babylon, or Philistia, or Tyre, or Ethiopia, would be lifted up even to the high, to a level that a Levitical singer or a Levitical musician would have to be lifted up to come to the same level. And God would all make us a king, would make us all a kingdom of priests in his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who have our birth certificate, or our new birth certificate in Zion. And he would say of us, this one was born there, and we must learn to rejoice to be in the assembly of the firstborn of the household of God, and especially when we gather in the holy assemblies on the Lord's Day. Let's pray. Lord, help us to love your church. Help us to love that we are members of your church, to rejoice that you have adopted us as your own dear children, to have a special affection for those whom you have adopted similarly from whatever nation they are. We thank you for the privilege that you have given each of us of being gathered closer to you than any Old Testament priest, even a high priest, of uniting us to Christ by faith and bringing us week by week in the holy assembly through the veil in glory. And we look forward, Lord, to the day when you bring us out of this life and into the life to come. We thank you that the life of the world to come has already begun in our hearts in Christ Jesus. Grow us in him and increase our desire for what we are coming to at last, that we would join the angels gathered for feast, the assembly of the firstborn, the souls of the just made perfect, that we would be gathered to you as our Father, and Christ as our elder brother and our mediator, whose blood speaks better than the blood of Abel. And so we pray that you would help us to love your day and to love your holy assembly and not forsake gathering physically together, and that as you increase our pleasure in you and our pleasure in the assembly, that you would increase our longing for that final and full entry into the assembly, in which, for which we who are the bride say along with the Spirit, come, Lord Jesus. The Spirit and the bride say, come. We ask this all in Jesus' name, and your children in this house say, amen.